The Utah chapter of the Association of Corporate Growth is currently having its Deal Source Summit here in Utah. Joining us to talk about the summit and about the deal of the year is Maddie Sykes. Morning, Maddie. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with some background. Tell us a little bit about what the Association for Corporate Growth is and what does it do here in Utah?
So the Association for Corporate Growth is an association of lower middle market business advisory firms. So mainly focused around the mergers and acquisitions market. So lots of private equity, investment bankers, insurance, lawyers, CPAs, et cetera. And it's just a really good way for everyone to connect and share ideas and have some friendly faces in and around Salt Lake and the greater Salt Lake area.
And you track sort of the business landscape here in Utah. What is this conference that you hold, and is it really a session to sort of talk about and highlight some of the big deals of the year?
That's exactly right. So every year we do an annual Deal Source Summit. The last few years we've done it up in Park City, and people fly in from all over the country in addition to all of our, you know, local Utah participants. And we just have a couple days to get together and have, you know, have some good meetings, make some good connections, hear about recent wins in the market, and yeah, have some fun. We also ski as part of it. So, you know, got to get a little skiing in as well.
Well, I hope this year you're careful because it's pretty dangerous out there. So, Maddie, given what you've seen so far, what kind of observations do you have about the landscape for deals in Utah last year? Was it quiet? Was it busy? Was it average? What do you think?
I would say it was an average year. I think overall, like just the overall deal market and across the country was pretty year over year the same. You know, obviously with the economy and uncertainty month to month, it definitely affects the M&A market. So, but we did have some pretty successful local deals close that we can touch on in a little bit that we celebrated at the conference. But yeah, I think, and then in terms of Utah specifically, our economy is, you know, on a tear. We're doing super well, and jobs are growing, and the economy is growing. So it's a great place to be a part of overall.
And again, not to put you on the spot, but what sectors are you seeing showing growth here in Utah?
I would say technology and software are always huge growth drivers for Utah. And then also, you know, some consumer focused brands. I mean, I'm sure everyone sees all the brands on the side of buildings as they drive through Salt Lake and Park City. Those are always doing well. So yeah, those are some areas.
And are you seeing differences, you know, in the pattern of growth industries here in Utah? Are things changing? Or it seems to me that if I'd asked you the same question last year, you probably would have given me the same answer.
That's probably right. Yeah, I would say over the last 5-ish years, tech has always been, you know, a huge growth driver, specifically in Salt Lake and, you know, kind of the Silicon Slopes, if you will, down in the Lehigh area. So we're consistently seeing companies kind of moving headquarters here or opening offices here. So it's a really exciting time in the economy, the local Utah economy.
And the Silicon Slopes is still thriving, I take it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, let's talk about some of the deals that are being highlighted at the conference. What are some of the more interesting deals of the year?
Yeah, so we highlighted 4 different categories for the deal of the year. One was the strategic merger of the year. One was a growth equity deal of the year, a public markets deal of the year, and then a private equity buyout deal of the year. And so for the growth equity deal of the year, we celebrated Trucordia, which is an insurance brokerage firm headquartered in Linden. They completed a $1.3 billion new common equity transaction with a strategic investment by Carlyle. So that was a great, you know, local growth equity deal in the local market.
Well, let me slow down. That's a huge deal. Explain what they do. I mean, when you said it was an insurance, I sort of got lost there. Okay, they're buying an insurance broker? What is it?
So Trucordia offers a broad array of commercial and personal lines, life and health, and employee benefit insurance solutions. And they have more than 5,000 team members across the U.S., and they're a leader in the insurance brokerage space. So, yeah, a very large local insurance company.
And it's now been acquired by Carlyle, or they just take a stake in it?
They just took a strategic investment stake in it. Of $1.3 billion.
That's a pretty big stake. Okay.
Yes.
That's the first deal. Okay. What's next?
So the next deal we'll highlight is the private equity deal of the year. And that was awarded to Greenex. Greenex is a provider of sustainable year-round home pest control and protection. And that business was acquired by Gridiron Capital. And it was its second private equity transaction. And so very exciting. The company's headquartered in the Salt Lake area, but they serve 16 states with 40 branches across the country.
And what exactly do they do?
They're a pest control business, a home pest control company.
That would seem to me to be a thriving business. Okay, third deal.
Okay, so the third deal was the strategic merger of the year, and I'm sure most listeners probably are a customer of this brand. So it was the merger of Blackstone with Weber Grills.
Now, Weber Grills, is that the where were they located?
So Blackstone's actually headquartered up in Logan.
Mm-hmm. Blackstone's headquartered in Logan, and Weber Grills was where?
I believe they're in Chicago.
So that's funny. When you hear that somebody acquired Weber Grills, you assume the latter company is a Utah company, but it's not that. Right. It's not that Weber.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Okay. And they make barbecues, I assume.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So Blackstone makes the flat top barbecue that most people probably know, and then Weber obviously is the grill company. So they merged together last year. And the CEO came and spoke at the awards, and it was really exciting to hear, his perspective of the business and the merger.
And I assume he characterizes it as a sizzling deal.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. And that he spoke at the conference. What?
Yeah.
Are you seeing more consolidation in that kind of consumer space? Are we still seeing a consolidation sort of on a national level?
I would say so. I think especially for these larger brands, it's, one brand like Blackstone is still kind of privately run and wants to kind of take themselves to the next level, if you will. Then a merger like this is always a great option if they don't want to necessarily be, fully acquired by private equity, or they think there's a lot of good synergies with the larger similar companies. So yeah, I definitely see a lot of consumer companies going that route.
Okay. And I got one more deal you want to highlight.
Yeah, so the final deal was the public markets deal of the year, and that was awarded to Pattern. So Pattern accelerates brands on a global e-commerce marketplaces, leveraging proprietary technology and AI.
Huh, okay. Help us understand what that means.
I will try my best.
Okay.
Let's see. Hundreds of global brands depend on Pattern's e-commerce acceleration platform every day to drive profitable revenue growth across 70-plus global marketplaces, which includes things like Amazon, the TikTok shop, Walmart.com, Target.com, eBay, et cetera. They're just helping these brands accelerate their presence online.
Okay. Maddie, anything else you want to touch on about the Association for Corporate Growth? Because I have another question for you regardless.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'll just say, ACG is a great local organization if you're involved in any facet of kind of the business landscape in the broader Salt Lake area. We always welcome new members or just to come try it out. We do monthly breakfast series every month where we feature a speaker. Usually it's a local kind of business owner, CEO, or one of these advisory firms, and we just touch on the local deal market and the state of the market for businesses in Utah.
Before we go, how many of the deals you're hearing about over the weekend, and more importantly, how many of the deals that you expect to look at crossing your desk the next year will have the words AI in them?
Ooh, that's a great question. I would say probably more than 50% at this point. Even, my company focuses a lot on industrial and, blue collar businesses. Even those are talking about AI and how they can, accelerate any sort of growth within their internal operations using AI. So yeah, lots.
Okay. Maddie Sykes, maybe next year, my guess next year is we'll be talking about AI even more. Thanks so much for spending time with us, and enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you. Great to be on.
We'll be right back after this.